Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
I need you to get on your feet. It's about to go down. Come on, get on your feet. Here we go, y'all.
I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do. 'Cause I need you more and more.
Come on.
I'm
praise
Come on,
the Lord.
Put your hands together if that's your prayer tonight.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're chasing after him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for tonight, for another Thursday. We're grateful to be here on tonight. God, I'm just thanking you for all that you've done, doing, and going to do in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for yet another opportunity to be amongst the living, another opportunity to give you the praise, another opportunity to glorify your name, God, and to just come into your house with thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for tonight. We thank you, Lord God, because you are God and God all alone. Tonight, let's get ready for this Holy Ghost party, this Holy Spirit party. God is going to be doing some great things on tonight. He's done some great things already, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so excited for what God is doing. I'm so excited for what he's already done. I'm so excited just to see another day. I'm excited because of just how God is orchestrating things and putting things in order and how he's directing paths and how he's directing and leading us, hallelujah, and guiding us to do things that are needed, God. And I thank God because he's leading us to helping to build the kingdom, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who wants to be a God chaser? Who wants to chase after him? Hallelujah. And just be on fire. To be on fire for him. Woo. Something, something amazing. God is so worth it. He's so worthy. He's so magnificent. I know we have a line full of testimonies tonight. I know God has been doing some great and amazing things. I know God has brought you from a mighty long way. Maybe not, maybe so, but I know he's brought me from a mighty long way. So my testimony on tonight is he's so amazing. He's done great things. He's moving and shaking things in my life. I thank God he's allowed me to open a business. I have an awesome business partner. We're just trusting God, and we're giving the business back to him. But God is doing amazing, amazing things. He's doing amazing things. He's giving me the strength and the energy to go in and make production. So I thank God. I thank God for all he's done in my life. A couple of months ago, I wasn't able to say what I'm saying today, but I thank God for bringing me from a mighty long way. Thank you, Lord God, for the healing in my body. I thank you, God, for just regulating my mind. Hallelujah. I could have been depressed. I could have been down. I could have been distraught. But God said, no, not so. So I just thank him. I thank him. I thank him. And tonight, I have two things tonight from God to read. And then we're going to open up with testimonies and praise reports. And if you have a song on your heart, if you just want to shout out, hallelujah, if you just want to do it, hey, tonight is the night. This is the platform for you to do so. No script, no, we don't have any type of program. This is God's time. This is time for us to just enjoy one another and just enjoy God, and just to enjoy the God in you, the God in me. Tonight, let's just enjoy, hallelujah, what God has done for you. So I have a prayer that says, dear God, thank you for the flow in my morning routine that you're helping me to create. Honestly, sometimes I wake up and have no idea what I'm going to read or pray about. But each time the Holy Spirit says something that speaks directly to me and my situation, and I know that each time that was you moving. Each time I know that the confirming words I read or hear is your way of speaking to me so that you can get my attention. Jesus, I ask that you send biblical resources my way. Everything that I'm confused about, I ask that you give me clarity and wisdom. What I don't understand, help me not to get frustrated or overwhelmed, but instead lead me in the right direction to research and find tools that are practical and easy to comprehend. I refuse to allow the enemy to make me feel like I would never grow spiritually. I refuse to allow the enemy to make me feel like everything is too advanced for me. I refuse to allow the enemy to make me feel like me trying is going nowhere. The devil is a lie, and every day that I push through, I am proving the enemy absolutely wrong. Thank you, Jesus, for the boldness you are giving me against the devil and his tactics against my mind. Devil, I serve you. Notice that the buck stops here. In the name of Jesus that I pray, amen, amen, amen. He's also saying tonight, stay on the right, stay on the high road with me. Many voices clamor for your attention, trying to divert you to another path. But I have called you to walk ever so closely with me, soaking in my presence, living in my peace. This is my unique design for you, planned before the world began. I have called each of my children to a different path, distinctly designed for that one. Do not let anyone convince you that his path is the only right way. And be careful not to install your path as superior to another's way. What I require of you is to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with me wherever I lead. We have three scriptures tonight. The first one coming from John 14 and 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ephesians 2 and 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Micah 6 and 8. He has showed us, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Glory to God. We thank God for that word on tonight. We thank God for that prayer on tonight. And we're going to have to serve the devil notice on tonight that he will not have the victory over us. He will not have the victory over our minds. He will not get the victory over our hearts. Hallelujah. He will not have the victory over our souls. We are God's children, and we are going to live accordingly in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. This is the time if you have a testimony or a praise report or a prayer request, please press 1 and I'll recognize you. If not, we are going to go into the Word, and God has something magnificent to tell you tonight, and we are thanking God for Pastor Flint. He's going to bring this word that God has given him, all of him, God, and none of George Flint. In Jesus' name, amen. 6732. Your line is open.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. I have not been on the blog in a few Thursday nights, but I thank God I'm on tonight. I'm not going to hold it up. I'm ready for Pastor George to bring the word and for me to receive the word. To God be the glory. I love y'all, and I'm excited about the word tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 1436, your line is open.
Good afternoon, Evangelist Maria, Pastor George.
Good afternoon.
I just want to thank God for me being on the line tonight. And I also want to ask y'all to keep my sister-in-law up in prayer. They're putting her in some kind of care home or something like that. I don't know. But she still don't recognize it's who I am. She just don't say nothing. She just mostly look around and don't say anything. So I just want y'all to keep up in prayer that God's will be done in her life and that they'll take care of her. They won't just let her go, just take care of her. And that is my prayer request. In Jesus' name. Amen.
What's her name?
Alice Hines.
Alice? Okay.
Yes, Alice Hines.
Yes, ma'am. 2035. Your line is open.
Hi, I just want to thank God for today and each and every day that he has blessed me, my family, and even my enemies with to see recently, last Thursday, I became sick and I had a sore throat. And it lasted all the way up until, I'll say, yesterday. Which my voice is still like a little bit, you know, gone, but is way better than it was before. And during that time, I just was doing a lot of praying, a lot of in the Word, and, you know, a lot of teas and just natural things. So I just want to thank God for his healing and thank God for his deliverance. I want to thank God for just simply waking us up each and every day. I want to thank him for his protection, his security. I want to thank him for my husband, my marriage, my family, and even you guys. Miss Maria, thank you for sending us those messages. Even when we don't expect it, it always comes right on time. So I just want to thank him and thank y'all.
Amen. That's my daughter right there, y'all, my new daughter. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for your healing, sweetheart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we're definitely praying for Sister Alice on tonight, God. You already know what's needed in her life, God. You heard her sister-in-law's cry out for her, God. So we ask you right now to just go in. And God, you're in control, and I thank you right now for doing what is needed in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. 5659, your line is open.
He keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yes. He keeps right on doing great things for me. And if I had 10,000 heads, oh, yes, I would use them just to lift him up. For he knows me better, so much better than anyone else. He takes better, so much better care of me than I can for myself. Ooh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yes, he keeps right on doing great things for me. And if I had 10,000 times, oh, yes, I would use this just to praise his name. For he knows me better, so much better than anyone else. Oh, he takes better, so much better care of me than I can for myself. Ooh, he keeps doing great things for me. Oh, yes, he keeps right on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. not taking one high blood pressure. Every day, when I would check my blood pressure, it would be very low, or it would be just right. And I carried my machine, blood pressure machine, in my doctor's office on Monday. And I told him, I want you to look at how good my blood pressure has been, and I've not been taking any blood pressure pills. And I was taking two of them. One had hydrochlorothiazide in it, which is a diuretic that I didn't need. And he was just happy. You know, he didn't fuss at me about, you know, you're supposed to take this medicine. No, he knows how much I love God. And he knows that everything since he walked in the hospital when I was at a point of maybe living or dying. And he said he was going to take care of me. And he has been a very good doctor. And I just thank God that he has delivered me from high blood pressure and all these many years that I've been taking it. And I don't have to take it anymore. And there are other pills that I have been taking, and I'm not taking them anymore either. So I just give God the praise because I feel better and I can do more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I just give God the praise. God bless everybody.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for all these testimonies and praise reports on tonight, the prayer requests. We're going to now turn this over to Pastor Flint for an awesome word. Let's just pray for him as he pours out that God will infuse him right back in. We thank God for you on tonight, Pastor Flint, and your line is open.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. We just praise him. We thank him. Glorify his name. This is the day that the Lord has made, saints, and we shall all rejoice and be glad in it. When we look at where we come from, where we are, and where the Father is taking us to, that's not the stump, shout, scream, whatever it is on your heart to do. Let's do it. We just begin to thank him. We begin to praise him for just life, health, and strength. We praise him that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise him that there is no lacking in him. He has overabundance. You know, he got it in overabundance. So we just thank God for just his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding. And we just give him all, God, and glory and praise. And, Father, we decrease right now, Father, as you increase, as the Holy Spirit has complete control, God. Let it go from the crown of feet to the crown of the head to the very sole of our feet. Your word, God, your word that completes us, your word that makes us whole. Your word, God, that separates the wheat from the chaff. It's all about your word right now, God. We thank you. We begin to praise you. We begin to worship you. We begin to magnify your name. Now, we move forward. Deliver this message, God, the way you want it to be delivered. But my wife was talking this morning. I mean, yeah, I guess it was morning for me, evening for her. And we're like, what's going to be the topic? And the Holy Spirit dropped in my spirit, no secret. And I remember growing up, mom was singing a song. I was going to sing a part. I ain't going to sing all of it. But, as soon as he said, no secret, a song dropped my heart. I said, Dad, there is no secret. What God can do, what his dumb father said, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll see you through. There is no secret what God can do. So when we look at how the name Jesus is a tender root, it's tender, you know, saying the Lord, not necessarily Yeshua Mashiach, but just beginning speaking on his name, and it's a tender subject to the ears because it's not being taught as it was in 1980 and 1990. And, you know, it wasn't a major thing to be quote unquote a Christian or say I serve the kingdom and Jesus is my boss and he's a way maker. But it gets to its point where you got to know. You got to go and you got to get to some scriptures and say, hey, it's no secret that the wages of sin is death. That's not a secret. It's in the word. See, that's how you can challenge folks as Bible readers and you hit them and say, okay, John 3:16, the most favorite passage for anybody, some of those things. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten child. It's not a secret. We carry on like it's a secret, like God, like he's been hiding something, holding back on us. But it's not a secret. It's public information that God is saved and sanctified and filled his Holy Spirit with his family. God, that's something that God said, hey, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Not your seed begging for bread. That's another secret. But it's not a secret. I'm trying to tell you, listen, we got to get to a place where we can just trust God and I don't care. You got to become a blabbermouth and talking about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. Let your soul cry out hallelujah and begin to thank God for saving him. Begin to thank God for allowing him to be in his presence. You know, there's just so much going on in the world. This week, a young lady told a seller to put a mask on. He didn't want to hear it, so he went back to his car and came back and shot the young lady. Killed her. All of our masks. So when you look at yourself, you realize that that's not your fate because you're here this evening. Or you look at yourself, you don't have a home invasion, your cars and your vehicle safe. It's no secret to him. But you got to get in your word. You got to get in your word to know how to apply the knowledge that you're about to receive. You're saying, okay, God, I trust you. Now lay it on, Lord. I trust you, Lord, lay it on. And that's what God really want to hear, but Lord, we just can't thank you enough. I can't praise you enough. I can't worship you enough. Can't magnify your name enough. You're so awesome, God. Lord, you're so awesome. You're so holy. You're so magnificent. You're so wonderful. And for this, we give you praise, Lord, for this one. Oh, God, we just thank you for working things out that need to be worked out. And it's what some volunteers, you know, if you ain't your word, how many of you been in your word today? If not, this is trying to get in your word. Get in your word and we're going to come with some scriptures that are not secret. Like Romans 8:28, it says, all things work together to the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. It's not a secret, but we don't operate, we don't operate in the keys to the kingdom, blessing those who bless you, cursing those who curse you, or even in Deuteronomy, when God began to set it down. We don't pay attention to that no more, but that's what God is calling to say, listen, y'all all hush hush about me. I'm not a secret. I'm loud, and I'm in charge, and I'm God, and I'm the boss, and I sit next to the throne, to the king on the throne, and you got all these characteristics, so you say, hey, let them pass by. But then it's that is no different than yours, and you just say, okay, God, have your way. But as far as moving forward, yeah, let him move forward and trust God that he got it. Lord, we thank you for direction and instruction. And thank you for your purpose and your plan, God, and your will being more than our will. Because you're an awesome God. We praise you because you're an awesome God. We magnify you because you're an awesome God. We thank you for it. You're an awesome God. We love you. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I was thinking about how we consider ourselves as children of God, and we say, you know, such as led by the Spirit of God, are the children of God. We quote that scripture all the time, but we fall short when it's just coming to serve our people. You know, we never know what's wrong until they talk to you, but just serve them and serve them with love and kindness. And then we can watch God continue to move, continue to praise him, continue to worship him, continue to magnify his name. If someone would have figured it out, like my Uncle Mike, before he died, he figured it out. And I need to. It's no secret that I can do this prayer of repentance. God will save me and sanctify me and fill me with his Holy Spirit. And not only that, but he will remove the hand of the enemy that's been there to devour me. Because now I'm a king's kid. See, that's the simple stuff that we overlook. And the other something we overlook is the simple fact that we can cut our own grass. We got normal access to wind and vehicles and trucks and all the things to be washed. And, oh, God, we just thank you for being able to do it. Lord, we praise your name. We worship your name and we magnify your name tonight. Here we are right now. Let's go back to John. John the third chapter. John the third chapter. You got it. I'm going to be in NLT. This is a New Living Translation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Talk about this guy who thought he thought it was a secret. He's a scholar. There's a man named Nicodemus, a Jewish religious leader, who was a Pharisee. As a dog, one evening, he came to speak with Jesus. Rabbi, he said, we all know that God has sent you to teach us. Your miraculous signs are evidence that God is with you. Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. Unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom. He said, what do you mean, exclaimed Nicodemus? How can an old man go back into his mother's womb and be born again? Jesus replied, I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit. Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. So don't be surprised when I say you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. You can't explain how people are born of the Spirit. So here goes the secret then. That's not a secret. You must be born again. I look at the situation where you look at the homosexuals, you look at all this transgender stuff, you look at them. I was born this way, you know, people on drugs and all that. And, you know, God said, you know what, they're right, but you must be born again. You must be born again. That flesh, a person has to leave here, and you must be born again. There's no secret to it. There's no secret to it. Then he goes back and say, how are these things possible, Nicodemus asked. Jesus replied, you are a respected Jewish teacher, and yet you don't understand these things. I assure you, we tell you what we know and have seen, and yet you won't believe our testimony. But if you don't believe me when I tell you about earthly things, how can you possibly believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ever gone to heaven and returned, but the Son of Man has come down from heaven. And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on the pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. So that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. But I go to another secret, listen to that. The Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone that believes in him will have eternal life. And this is one everybody always quotes. But this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against him who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. We got a lot of people that don't believe in him. And especially don't believe him as a son. They believe him as some kind of prophet or something, but not as Son of God. Not they don't believe that, but he said they've already been judged. And you know what else someone judge me? Only God can judge me. But you already been judged. You judged yourself. There's a note, not a secret. It is in verse. Let's go back to verse 15. Verse 15 says, verse 14 says that Moses lifted up the bronze snake on the pole in the wilderness. So the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him would have eternal life. Tell you, that's another secret. Listen, if I believe in him, then I have eternal life. I know I'll have eternal life. That's why I said, when I see Jesus, it's going to be amen. When I see the one who died for me, when I see the one who set me free, it's amen. He said, all of my trials and all of my tribulations, then he said, they will be over. But when I see Jesus, see, that's what I'm talking about. It's not a secret. When you see Jesus, what happened when I see Jesus, when I see him move, when I see Jesus, hallelujah, when I see him act, when I see Jesus, when I see him regulate, when I see Jesus, hallelujah, it's amen, it's amen, it's amen, it's amen. And just talking tonight, it's not a secret. It's like we all got things in our heart. You got a lot of people that prayed and trusted God for breakthroughs and miracles, and those things kept falling short. Now your question is, God hearing your prayer? Is God real? It's not a secret, man. Jesus told the disciples when John the Baptist sent them down, he said, ask him, is he the one or do we look for another? He sent them down, man, tell him about the lepers being cleansed, tell him about the lame walking, the deaf speaking, tell them all these different things, and then let them know. There's no secret to God. There's no secret to God's doing. There's no secret to what he can do and what he will do and what will he bring you from or bring us from. There's no secret. We just got to learn to trust God. Open up our mouths and begin to speak to him. Lord, I need thee. Oh, I need thee every hour, every minute, every second. Hallelujah. I need thee. And then you begin to go from there and watch God begin to move. Watch him begin to elevate you. And they said he'll prepare a table. Go another one. He said he'll prepare a table for you in the presence of the enemies. And I begin to read what does that table mean. He said a seven-course meal. So you imagine him just constantly bringing out plates and to your table and just saying, you know, hey, this is on the house. But the secret is, there is no secret. It's time to let the cat out of the bag. But Jesus saved. He saves, he heals, he delivers, he set free, he moves against obstacles, he can walk on water, he's done it all. There's no more secret. We got to let the cat out the bag. Tell him how much you love him and praise God for him and worship you, Lord God, for never giving up on you. Oh, God, we thank you for it right now. We thank you, God, that we are able to praise you and worship you and magnify your name. God, I'm so grateful, God, because last week my voice was terrible. Today, God, I sound stronger, and it's all because of you. It's all because of your grace and your mercy. So another one, great is your mercy towards us, God, and you send brand new mercies towards us, God. We're going to thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your grace, God. Thank you for your love, and thank you for your concern about us, God. It said, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. See we be carrying burdens that we don't have no business carrying tonight. That's what I'm trying to clear your head up on, that we got to stop carrying these unnecessary burdens to and fro. We got to stop it. We got to stop it. We got to take control back. When you look at different people, different situations, and God, man, but God is in control. God is in control. I asked people to do some snake stuff, but God is in control. He said, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. God is definitely in control. So I just want to thank you guys for being here. I want to ask anyone online to be men in your word. There's a scripture that you know how God, there's no secret. Let's blow it up and let people know, man, that who God is and how he moves and what he's capable of and why does he love you so? Why did he choose you out of all the pretty flowers? Why did he choose you? Let's begin to operate. Let's begin to find the information. Let's begin to operate. Let's begin to walk in it. It's getting to bring customers to the table. We just got to do what the simple things. I'm talking about the simplest things, and that's just obeying the voice of God. So he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. Let's hear what he's saying tonight. Let's hear what the Lord is saying. And let's see how far we come. What is the measuring stick from where we've come in our relationship and our conversations and our block building with Christ? And answer that question, then I got your way with. But right now, I just want to trust the process and love on those that don't, that had not been loved on. And even now, I'm telling my wife about the mental health situation. It's 114 degrees out here. People sleeping on the concrete floor and everything. Like it's nothing. I just, you know, I continue to pray for them and got to have his mercy. Pray for us. Pray for us, because we need to go back to the church, but definitely say, hold fast thou hast, that thou hast, and apply it to this situation. Apply it to your mortgage. Apply it to your car note. Apply it to your children. Apply it to accompany yourself. And God say, hey, you deserve it. You deserve it. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We thank you for friends, God. We thank you for the relationship that you bestowed upon us, God. We thank you, God, for direction and instructions, God, and this plan, God, as it is and how it shouldn't be. But, God, we thank you in advance. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Oh, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Help us, God. Deliver us from ourselves, God. Deliver us from wrong thought patterns, wrong mindsets. Deliver us, God, from vicious-looking dogs, God. Deliver us, deliver us, deliver us. Oh, God, we thank you. Lord God, we praise you. We honor 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 you. Oh, God, I thank you right now, God. I praise you. I worship you. I'm made of you, Lord. Oh, God. I ain't done it for so long, God, but I thank you. Thank you, God, for saving me, God. I thank you for sanctifying me, filling with the Holy Spirit, God. I thank you for putting up with me, God. Even in my foolishness, God, even when I thought I was big and bad enough through Satan's bidding, and I'm just devil's advocate. I'm just doing all kind of crazy, stupid stuff, thinking that you want to catch up with you, showing me, God, then, like, this ain't what you're supposed to be doing. This ain't what you like. So, Lord, I thank you for that, God. I thank you for that, God. I praise you for that, God. I worship you for that, God. I honor you for that, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen, we good. Hallelujah. God, I praise you for my children. God, I praise you for my mother. The major of this family, God, we just thank you, Lord. We praise you for. We worship you, God. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Save us, Lord God. Sanctify us with the Holy Spirit. Now listen, let's go back to Nicodemus, because he was a teacher. He was a Pharisee, and the chief Pharisees. Yet he didn't know the mystery of the ministry of reconciliation. But you have it. You have it. And you have the Holy Spirit and the guides who will lead you. Well, you can say, such as led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. And you can say, I've been made whole. I've been made complete. And we can say the peace, it give you a peace to pass all your understanding. When you can become, hey, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. That go your secret. I'm an overcomer. Boy, how do you overcome? Overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. Oh, you tell me I got to talk to somebody. Yeah, you got to share. You got to let them know. You can't let people think that Jesus is a secret no longer. We got to expose him for the great person that he is, for the wonderful person that he is and the things that he does. We just got to thank him in advance and give God, let God continue to praise him. And that was not like God, let God begin to sift it like wheat, just like what's inside of us. Doggy Long, but listen, that's what he, and he met him in the woods. He met him, like it was a secret, like I can't let my other people know that I'm creeping back because I'm fascinated with this guy. I know he is something about him. So he had to meet him in a dog alley on his terms and had a conversation. Like, it was a secret, like this is a hush-hush thing. But how can it be hush-hush when you're dealing with LGBTQ and you're dealing with all these different relations and all these different thought patterns and mindsets, and if you're not combative, you know, we're not taking knives to gunfights no more. We got to get to a place where we can, hey, God, this is what you said. This is what you want done. This is how you want it done, da, 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 da. And let him move. Let him watch you move, and then watch him move. And then watch how his trust factor goes up. We're just going to thank God for direction tonight. Thank God for instructions and for healing. And thank God to just begin to bring his life to a full circle way. We can just lift up holy hands and concentrate on him and worship him. I'm telling you, like, just lift up your holy hands and concentrate on the Lord and worship the Lord. Because he's the one. 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 And you're the one. You're the one he chose to use. You're the one he chose to host his service on Wednesday night. You're the one who he chose to pour his spirit out on. God said, it's time for my young people to understand and begin to carry this torch and begin to tell people about the goodness of the Lord. All he's done for you and the gracious God. Hallelujah. He thank God for saving us. God, thank you, God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for moving obstacles and hindering spirits. Here we are again. Let's go back. He said, man, he came and let him in the middle of the night in the dark. Where did you meet you? Where were you? Your defining moment when you said, God, I need a change in my life. What was your defining moment? You had the first conversation, the first encounter with the Lord. When you realized that nothing else matters but having sanctification. Being cleansed of all filthiness and all unrighteousness. And being to trust God for who he is. And we said, no doubt, no worry, no complaining. You're in the mind, you're in his own. Where he's telling you that all is about his praise. It's about praising the Father, praising him in the noonday, praising him in the morning, praising him in the supper time. It's all about praising the Father in his instructions, his divine instructions, his divine plan for what he wants. It's going to look like God, we thank you right now, God. We praise you right now. We honor you. We magnify the name. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just praise the name and worship your name. Some people are here. I know, even if I said it's time to just praise him and worship him tonight, that's just been in my spirit. I'm sorry. Just the worship has just been in my spirit. I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize to you guys, but God just won't be to just praise me. That's the secret. The secret is if you praise him, your blessing is in your praise. The secret is your breakthrough is in your praise. I dare you to have a hallelujah, good time praising the Lord. I don't care if you clap your hands, stomp your feet, scream to the top of your lungs. Hallelujah, because that's the highest praise, and you begin to watch God move. Tell him, God move. Move, God, by your spirit, by your arise, oh Lord, and begin to demonstrate your power. And that's what God is waiting for. He's looking for a faithful few that he can pull his spirit into and can bring about a change. He told Noah, hey, Noah, I'm about to do the unthinkable. I'm going to flood this earth, and so I need you to make this ark with gopher wood and cork and all that stuff. I mean, and all that very good, man, I ain't never done this before. What are you talking about? But he did. He moved in obedience. Okay, God, he said, okay, let's figure it out. I'm saying tonight, that's what God is saying to you. He said, hey, I need some people that's going to help me build these buildings. So we need God. He's going to say, okay, hey, tell me out. Hey, God, here I am, send me. Isaiah said, woe is me, for I'm a man with unclean lips, and I'm around people about unclean lips. But then God touched his lips with the coal and touched his lips, and then it was made renewed. And guess what he said? Hey, here I am, Lord, send me. It's time for us to get refreshed, renewed, rejuvenated, so we can rejoice. And I'll work him. Here I am, oh, Lord, send me. Send me, Lord, to do your bidding. Send me, Lord, where the harvest is extended, but where the labor is of you. Send me, Lord, hallelujah, where you want me to be, God. And we just begin to just thank you in advance for it. We're just going to praise you in advance because we serve an awesome and a mighty God. And it's just worth it. It's worth it. With all that being said, I want you, anybody got scriptures, anybody got testimony, got praise reports, let's add to it, let's take it away, let's be all about God. That's all about Jesus tonight. You know, I see the police over there, but that's what you're saying. I see them. I see those people. But I see Jesus. I see Satan and I see his imps. But I see Jesus. I see generational curses. I see word curses spoken to and from and against him. But I see Jesus. And he said, it's a great is he. Elisha and his servant. The servant was concerned. He seen all the soldiers coming to get him. Elisha said, open up his eye, God. Let him see. Who formed? On the eyes, he's seen the chariot, but seen all those horses and soldiers and warriors and the host of angels and just encamped around him. Like, man, he's like, man, look at him. Great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That's the secret. That's no secret. There is no secret. There is no secret. There is no secret. But we keep it hush hush. Let's tell everybody that, hey, great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Great is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Activate the greater. That's in you. I'm telling you, calling your height. There's no secret that God has been before. Yes. There's no secret. Can anybody say yes to your will, Lord? Yes to your way. Yes to your instructions. Yes to your plan. Yes to your purpose for my life. Yes, I'll go, God. Yes, I'll speak. Yes, I'll be silent. Yes, God, I'll prophesy. You hit on my lips. Take my lips and use them how you see fit. Take my hands, take my arms, my fingers, God. Use them how you see fit to bring about a necessary result that leads to salvation, that leads to sanctification, that leads to deliverance, that leads to just praise, the power of praise. I know, even as we talked about, you talked to you guys about praise and anyway, so. We're going to end it with just praise. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We magnify you. I said, come and magnify the Lord, for he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Come, let's magnify the Lord, for he's worthy to be praised. We set the atmosphere for praise. We set the atmosphere for praise and worship, for prayer and praise and worship. For you. You prayer warriors on this line, you begin to just pray in these intercessors, you begin to intercede. And then the prayer warriors come right behind you, just praising God, praising God, just praising God, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Let us all rejoice and truly be glad in it. Father, we show not be the honor, God, glory and praise. In your son Jesus' name, we pray, God. Oh, Lord, we say amen, amen, and amen. Tell them to go to the spirit of the name. Third.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word tonight. Thank God for each and every one of you that has joined. And we ask that if there's anything that you want to add to or take away from, want to continue with your testimonies, press 1, I'll recognize you. If you pressed 1 previously and you want to say something else, press 1 to get out of the queue and then press 1 again so that I can put you back in. So everyone who's already spoken, please press 1 to clear because I won't be able to see that you're on. Okay. Anyone else want to add?
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you for the word. The word of God. This just a blessing. Hallelujah, Lord, to receive the true milk. Hallelujah. The true word, the true meat, the true word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Such a blessing. A blessing to all of our souls. Hallelujah. And I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's as though I lay back in awe and it was comforting me. And I thank you, God, because I know it was. And I know it was the arm of the Lord.
Thank
but
you.
It is comforting me. Hallelujah. At a time of need. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank God, hallelujah, for Pastor George Flint and for Evangelist Maria Flint. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. May they continue stronger and stronger on your path. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen.
It is so. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 0279, your line is open.
I want to thank God for another day, another testimony, another will, and another way. I just want to acknowledge him, and I want to acknowledge him for all of you. And I just want to thank him because God is truly a great God who's keeping us through whatever we're going through and whatever we're experiencing. And one thing about him, he's given us more wisdom to deal with it on his level, not on our level. But he's given us wisdom to deal with it on his level, not to lean to our own understanding, but to be growing. And through his grace and mercy, he allows us to do that because he loves us. So I want to thank him for keeping us, not just for life, health, and strength, but for just being God. I just want to thank God for being God without asking him for anything, but just for being God. And I want to praise him for being a great God. Not just for being a regular God, for being the only God, for being a great God, for being greater than that. Words cannot describe him. And I thank him for his heavenly angels that he has set in place to watch over us and adorn us with all our safety in the blood over our doorpost. And I want to thank him. That's my testimony in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Can I get everybody to do a favor for me? I'm going to unmute your lines, and then we're going to do the benediction. But we have a very special young man to my family who is always, always, he's like a father to us. And he just celebrated a birthday on the 15th, and we want to sing happy birthday to Mr. Calvin on tonight. Everybody would join in with me because you all know that my voice is
beautiful.
Is awesome. So anyway, one, two, three. Happy birthday,
happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Mr. Calvin. We love you. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Thank God for your life. Thank God for another year for you. And God has just been blessing, and I just pray that he continues to bless you in a mighty, mighty way. We absolutely love you so, so much, and glad you made it back. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Prophetess, can you close us out on tonight?
Yes, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord watch between we and thee while we're absent, one from the other, in Jesus' mighty and matchless name. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Until next Thursday, amen. You all be blessed. We love you. We love you. We love you. And have expectations that God is going to do something mighty in your life on this week coming up. Testimonies will be flowing and pouring on next Thursday because God is going to do some miracles and some blessings are going to happen on this week. We're going to have some great, great things to talk about on next Thursday. So get excited and expect it and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. Have a good, blessed week.